I feel like the first 499, we're just kind of, you know, getting our groove.
We haven't even done the other three yet. We're just 96. So
no, I know, but I think we still have three more tune-ups, right?
What if we hit it out of the park on 499?
We just walk off. We just that's
walk
it.
Away.
Yeah, drop the mic.
All right, I'm out. Costanza.
Go out on a high note.
Hello and welcome to episode 496 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Vancouver, but what's going on in Vancouver, Adam? Please tell me something is going on.
I'm probably not the one to ask in terms of the guy that's got his finger on the pulse of the city.
Is there a pulse?
I don't know because I'm not the guy to ask.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point. I was thinking about that the other day.
Who not to ask about the pulse of
don't,
the city?
Yeah, like I was like, man, I definitely, who do I not want to ask? Right. No, I was thinking about how crazy it is that it is July 2 today, and I have not been in like the old town of Tübingen, this maybe I've been once this year. Like it's the year's half over, so I have barely been in the old town. Maybe in March before this all started, but I've not had cause to go into town.
Right,
but it's pretty amazing. It's a great thing, you know, the nice summer evenings. You go, you know, go into town, meet your buddies, go to the beer garden, maybe go walk around and. Not with your buddies. That's not what you do. They take your kids into town and let them walk around while you go to the beer garden or something. Well, whatever you do, whatever good parents do.
Right. You do that. Yeah.
I don't do that. No, I like to go walk around like the old cobblestone streets and you know the like in the evening when the lights like not when the sun's quite set when it's kind of going down and then you get these shafts of light coming through the different buildings and like different lighting scenarios. It's really quite cool to look at. And normally I've done a bunch of that and not once this year. So
yeah, I think you're not alone in that respect. I've been down into Vancouver. Someone asked me like, we're talking about, have you been anywhere? Have you gone anywhere outside of, you know, 5 minutes within radius of your house. And I had to really think hard, and I've been to Vancouver twice, both times to visit my sister-in-law, once for her birthday, and there was another occasion we went to visit her. And that's it. Otherwise, I've not been out of Richmond since the middle of March.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
That's crazy to me. Like, but now I work, you know, very close to home. So now there isn't the travel that would take me outside of Richmond for work. And then outside of that, everybody kind of is staying close to home. So it's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to go to Stanley Park though, I think.
At some point, I think our family needs to do a few kind of nearby road trips.
Yeah. A friend of mine, you know her. She's single, and which means she's just kind of feeling a little bit lonely in all this, I think.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, you go down to like, cause she lives in Vancouver. She lives across the street from where I used to live.
Right.
And so I said, well, the weather was beautiful. I said, you go down to Stanley Park, go walk the seawall. I'm not going near the seawall. This is in like late May, right? And, you know, things have been relatively calm where you are for quite some time. In fact, almost the entire time, I would say. Relatively speaking, you guys have been pretty calm. But she just said she was so scared. She said scared, like did not want to go. Oh, no. She has a friend of hers said, oh, you can't go near the seawall. Like, what if somebody goes by you and like, they breathe and they're near you? On the seawall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where the wind is blowing.
Yeah, and I think the all the chief medical people have, you know, been very clear about that outside that's a pretty safe place to be.
Yeah.
Especially like in wide open spaces like the seawall.
Yeah. I'd feel comfortable making out with Charlie Sheen on the seawall.
That's possibly a step too far.
I don't know. I think it's all right down there. I guess people would be staring, though, so that would be weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah, Seawall, one of my favorite places, and it's a great place to be. I don't know. I wonder, parking can't be hard to find down there now.
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it is. I think, you know, people are looking for things to do outside. I've certainly seen that in, you know, my neighborhood, is that the Dyke and Gary Point Park, those seem to be the busiest places you'll see people, mostly because there is space. So I would expect Stanley Park, the Seawall, those places to probably be very well frequented.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right. Right back in my face.
Yeah. Sorry.
Parking passes. If you need parking passes, I think you can find them on Amazon. Check out Amazon. Yeah,
they probably have knockoffs.
They probably
anyways.
Sell them. If not, they sell everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do, click through our site and help us out.
Sure.
So in general, here's what I wanted to ask you about, because I try to keep up on things, especially back home, you know, where you guys are. And like I said, everything's been pretty calm. They've been kind of searching for news stories. About things, but I can't help but read the overwhelming negative news coming out of the whole world, or specifically America. It seems like everything, have we taken a massive turn for the negative, or is it just crazy reporting trying to freak everybody out? What's going on, Adam?
I'm probably on the side of I think there's a lot of scare tactics. I think that part is probably, it depends on, I guess, the news outlets you read, but I think even
scare,
probably...
What do you mean scare tactics?
Like, I mean, in terms of making the data seem worse to scare everybody all the time. Like I saw, and as an example, one of the stories I just kind of scrolled by yesterday was about 50% of all Americans out of work. Right. Like, and then as you know, so I thought, okay, well, there's no way that can be right. Like, it can't be 50%.
Well, hold on, but that's the American dream, because I don't know about you, but work sucks.
And it was also, it wasn't out of work. It was 50% of Americans jobless. And so, and then I thought, okay, well, you know, I'm pretty good at statistics, and that doesn't
are they counting
seem
to, kids
that well, yeah, exactly. So that doesn't make sense. So then I go in and I start reading, and oh yeah, they're including the entire population. So yeah, a population, you know, of people that are retired and again not of age to work, and so
4 years old.
So then, as you kind of go through the article, because again, I don't know, this is one of those headlines that it's an attention grabber. I know it's wrong, but it still draws me in. And I think that's the problem, is some of the headlines are so absurd that they know they're absurd and they know you're going to click. It's clickbait, right? So anyways, it turns out that the highest all time, I think, in the US of in terms of percentage of the population employed, I think they said was like 64%. Like that's the all time high. Again, when you include retired people and children, you're going to get a weird number. And then right now they're sitting at like 52 or something. So all time high, they are down 12% from their all time high ever. But reading the data of 50% now jobless, and that's just a microcosm of what's getting reported on everything all the time. It's like, how can we make this look worse? In Canada, even though the numbers have been so good in BC, they'll take like a 3-day total and say, okay, well, there was 24 new cases in the last 3 days since they last reported. And they'll say, that's like, you know, the highest since March. And then you start looking at the data and you're like, well, it's one more, right?
Yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah. So
going to 11.
Yeah. It just, again, it's how it's worded. It's always seems to be, to me anyways, in terms of how it's reported, is always to get a reaction, and generally a negative reaction. So I'm not saying that there aren't, you know, good news outlets. I just find it's getting hard to find anything that isn't the worst case scenario, regardless of what's being reported.
Right. And that's, I kind of read the news in the same manner that you do. Like I kind of go in looking for, all right, what are you going to try to zing me on now? You know, instead of, oh, this is a story. Like, there's no headline do I click on where I go, all right, well, I'm going to find out more information about this. Like, you know you're getting Rickrolled on every single click.
Right.
So that's kind of fun to see how you're going to get me on this one. Like, that's right. What I want to know this time. But here's the question I wanted to ask. One of the things that, because you know, you see the cases pop up, and I have no idea. We were talking a little bit off the air before we started about, you know, in the States, is it really, like, how can it be blowing up so huge south of the 49th parallel? Meanwhile, where you are, it's relatively nothing. Like, why the big difference? And I don't care about the political stuff. Like, I mean, physically, is it a matter of, are they doing more testing? Like, that's got to be part of it.
Yeah. And I think that just from the sheer numbers of tests, because that all that data is public. Like, you can look, like, in BC, you know, there's a, and I'm sure they have the exact same thing for every state and city, but they have like a dashboard that shows you just all the, just the hard data, how many hospitalizations, where they are, how many tests that are run per day, blah, 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 on and on and on. So you can kind of, like, you know, figure it out. But I mean, okay, in Vancouver, they're not doing a lot of tests right now, but I also think that that's, you know, directly correlated to people who are showing symptoms who then feel that they need to go in and get tested, right? So,
right.
I know, you probably do too. I know several people who have felt like, oh, I don't feel great today. So they've gone in and had a test, no problem, either going to their doctor and they get sent for the test, or, you know, they go to the hospital and ask for the test to be done. And, you know, the test comes back, you know, negative, and they move on. But it's so the testing's being done, but also in the overall numbers, I mean, BC has got a population of, you know, 5 million-ish people. And I want to say the last time I kind of checked on a day's total for test, it was like in the mid 600 tests. So that's not a lot of tests when you see, you know, right, bigger cities in the US talking about trying to run, you know, whatever, 15, 20,000 tests, right?
Sure. And they're going to start doing pool testing, which makes complete sense, where you get, like, I think it's like 5 or 10 people together, and you test them all at once.
Oh, okay.
In a cluster. So, like, you take samples from 10 people, throw them in together, and then test it. And if it comes back negative, obviously, you know, everybody's negative. If it comes back positive, you retest those. I think it might be 5 people, but point is, you can do it 5 times faster, right?
Right. Okay.
Now, if you pick up a positive, then you have to go test individually, but generally you can screen out enough people that way. That's the idea.
Right.
Whereas here in Germany, I don't know, like, especially where we are, there was a big outbreak like last week, but very in one very specific spot in a slaughterhouse. What do you call it? Like a meatpacking plant.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah. And it was huge. It was like 1,300 cases or something like that. Like, wow. All at once. And which was, you know, no good, obviously. That's a whole other political football, though. Anyways, so other than that, like, I don't know if anybody actually is getting tested here at all. Like, I mean, very rarely, same as in British Columbia. So that could be one thing. But one of the things, like, that I've seen a lot of arguing on the social media and the whatnot is the notion of wearing a face mask.
Okay.
And it seems to be such a divisive issue, specifically in the States, of you can't make me wear this, I'm not going to do this. And some people are just putting their foot down and refusing.
Right.
And what's the vibe in Vancouver? Like, do you have to wear one when you go into the Safeway?
I don't think you 100%, like, I don't think it's a mandate that is you have to or you're going to receive a fine, but the vast majority of people now are wearing them. I think at the beginning, it was kind of like, you know, maybe 30%, and then it became 50% of people you'd see, and now it's got to be 90% of people at the grocery store wearing it. Like, and I just think that that's, and again, that's not mandated, not in BC anyways. I just think that that's kind of like become the new courtesy. It's just like, all right, right. Like that's just what we're going to do. And there's very little pushback on it, I think, from most people. Everyone just kind of assumes like, all right, like, you know, not a big deal for half an hour in the grocery store to put this on. Because again, I'm not worried about myself in this scenario, but I'm worried mm-hmm. about potentially somebody else, especially someone older and who might be compromised.
Well, that's I'm not sure if it's like a legally mandated rule here, but I have seen the police have shown up in the grocery store at the beginning, making sure people were socially distancing, and but there's all signs everywhere. You have to wear a mask here to go in the stores.
Oh, okay.
Again, I don't know if that's just like, I don't know how enforceable it is, but I've not seen anybody in the store without one.
Oh, okay. That's not the case here.
Yeah. Since the end of April. So we're a couple months in when that started. And I have to admit, the very first time I wore a mask out, like I was like, oh, come on, this is weird. And I felt really weird for about 3 minutes. And then I was like, all right, well, this is what we're doing, you know, like, is it foolproof? Is it like, this is what the big argument is first of all, it's like, well, how is that mask going to protect me? It's not going to protect you. Get that through your head. First of all, that mask that you made out of an old t-shirt will not protect you.
Right.
Are they effective? Yeah, probably somewhat. I'm not an expert on it, but it just, from a logical standpoint, it makes sense that if you can knock down, if you can just sort of tamp down some of the stuff that you're expelling, if that's what happens, if they say it's through the droplets or it's aerosol or whatever, in theory, certainly the mask isn't accelerating the droplets coming out of your mouth, shooting them further.
True.
Right? So in theory, it must knock them down. Will it knock all of them down? Probably not.
Right.
Will it knock enough down so that maybe you're half as infectious? Maybe a tenth? Maybe you're... But even if you're only half as infectious, that drops the exponential infection rate considerably.
Right.
So much so that if I said to you, hey, Adam, you know, you're taking your money to the bank. Well, these guys are going to give you 0.5% interest. They're going to give you 1%. Where are you going? Where are you going with your money?
Probably the 1%.
Probably neither. You're better off just going to the casino. But point being, when you're talking about compound interest, you want every little percentage point you can get.
Right.
And so why? So you're looking at this in the States, and whether it's a hysteria or not or whatever, you have to look at this and think, wow, this is not an ideal situation. Having to shut down places again, whether they should shut them down or not, I don't know. I'm not going to argue the merits of that. You have to look at the situation and think, this isn't good.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Something's not right here. And so if they're telling you, hey, wear a mask and this will slow it down, maybe we can have a NFL season in the fall. It's not. It's pretty low risk, pretty potentially high reward. And if you have a better solution, you don't want to wear a mask for whatever reason, and you have a better solution, we're all ears, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm open to hearing it. So I'm really that's the hardest part for me to watch right now is people just putting their foot down. Like, you're not going to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And I think that, you know, where I am, I mean, I can't speak to the rest of Canada, but certainly what I've seen so far in Vancouver and heard from others who live in various parts of BC is, you know, I don't know, it might just be that everybody's playing along here. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I like to think that we have more control in this than we probably do, but Canadians are very agreeable. So I don't think that, you know, if we get told that there's a lesser likelihood of this being a problem if we wear a mask, we just, again, as a group, I think we tend to be like, all right, give me the mask.
Right. And I think the key here is being able to identify a situation like this versus, you know, just being sheep and going along or you know, like being lemmings and going off the cliff.
Right. Right.
And I don't feel that this is one of those things. Like, I don't, if someone says, oh yeah, you're a sucker, they're screwed, you know, they're tricking you and ha ha ha, you're going along. Okay.
Yeah.
You got me, I guess. I don't like wearing my mask. Now I don't go the other way. Like you do see the occasional person here wearing a mask outside, like in public.
Yeah, here too. Yeah.
Really? See, that's, I'm going to go ahead and say I do not see the logic in that.
No, and I think the doctors have been really clear in terms of on the news saying it's not necessary. But again, they're not hurting anybody. Like, if you choose to wear a mask all the time, or, you know, the other scenario that they've been making comments here is like, you know, person in their car by themselves, like, no need to wear a mask in that scenario. And the doctors have been very clear on the news about
how that. Do you need to be told that, though? Why does that need to be? Shouldn't that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm getting controversial. I'm calling people out for that.
But again, not hurting anybody. So it's neither here nor there. Not hurting me. So
Yeah.
Going too far on this one, not a problem.
No. I'm in. I don't know if I've actually washed my mask though in the 2 months.
Oh.
Are you supposed to wash your mask?
I'm mostly using them at work for the disposable kind. We use it at work because they're lighter in terms of like your face sweating when you wear a mask for the entirety of, 6 hours or 7 hours with patients. Yeah. So it's the fabric ones are just way too hot in terms of the ones that I have anyway. So I'll use them to go to the grocery store on my own, but I'm generally using the disposable ones. And so, yeah, no need to wash those, but, yeah, right. I they have their own flaws, those masks.
Of course. Okay, so we got that cleared up. We got it all solved. Everybody's going to be fine.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, the two hosers say you're welcome.
All right, quick woodwork update. I fixed the drawers in my end tables. They now work. They now function like proper drawers.
Okay.
And I built a new bottom piece. So now the grain is the proper way on all.
Okay, so now you can sleep at night.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. I'm all set now. Yeah, so there's that. Maybe I'll tease this for next show because we've gone a little bit long already. There's something brewing over here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I may have over-teased it.
Okay.
I'm strongly considering jumping off the cannon boat.
I'm surprised. Like, you have a lot of investment in Canon.
Yeah, I do. A lot of it's out of spite. Spite.
You're just gonna toss your stuff off the side of a cliff and just move on?
No. I'm not sold yet. There's a bunch of things, but suffice it to say, I'm strongly considering. I'm exploring options on how to make the switch. How to get right out of the Canon game.
I think you find a similar minded individual who would just love to get into the Canon game and has a comparable amount of equipment that you would like. Are you talking Nikon or Sony, or where are you going?
Should we talk about it? Let's talk about that next week.
Yeah, okay. Save it.
I think people can guess. I think people can have a solid guess at where I'd be going though.
Okay.
Okay. Canada Day. That was weird, right?
Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, again, I can only speak to my local area, but it was raining here and there weren't any, of course, you know, there weren't all the parades and all those kind of party events, fireworks and things were not a thing. So they had some virtual events being marketed, which I didn't check any of them out. So it was a very quiet. There was flags and there was like a lot of red out on storefronts, but not really. And people's homes. A lot of people were hanging their flags and decorating around, almost like Christmas, decorating their front areas around their driveways and whatnot. But just not many people out and about.
Right. Yeah. So over, like, it, obviously over here, not a big day. Just pretty much just me and my other Canadian buddy lives in Munich now, so a couple hours away. So it wasn't like we were going to hang out anyway. And so. You know, but hey, we're going to have a nice dinner. So I took the time. I soaked some, a cedar plank overnight. We're going to do cedar planked salmon, you know, the typical, your typical Canada Day dinner. And it was amazing weather, like 32 degrees all day, sunny. The kids are outside splashing around in the splashy pool and whatnot. And so I make the nice dinner, sit down to eat outside. Just as that happens, boom, storm rolls in.
Mm, sweet.
When I say golf ball size, I mean golf ball size hail. Hammering, just absolutely hammering down, filled the yard full of hail.
Nice.
Which kept the beer cold, which was nice. That worked out. But just completely ruined the barbecue. It was a mayhem. And but however, our neighbor had it worse. They've the last month, they've been looking to buy a new car. They have an old beater, and they're like, you know what? Finally, time to have a new car. Yeah. So they went yesterday, bought the new car, had it home for less than an hour. Bam! Just ruined with hail.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like dents and chipped the paint.
Oh,
absolutely. They're out with blankets, trying to lay blankets over it, but nothing. Couldn't save it.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, less than an hour.
Oh,
like he's like, oh no. Anyway,
yeah, insurance. Not their day.
No. So there's that. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Is there anything
interesting? I think we just talked about the fact that there is nothing interesting.
Well, I did take a few photos. I posted or my wife posted a few on social media, but we started to kind of get some field work done for the baseball fields, like in Richmond, because there's going to be some baseball stuff starting up this weekend. I'm actually going to be running with another physio friend of mine, like strength and conditioning stuff. And then there's going to be hitting clinics and pitching clinics. And so there's going to be stuff upcoming. So there was a big group of volunteers that sort of got together at the different fields and just, you know, pulled all the weeds out of the dirt and just general field work. So for social media purposes, I had the X100 sort of around my neck. So as I was pulling weeds and, you know, hoeing the infield, I snapped some photos of people for social media. So that camera's great for that. I could work and I could just pull it around, snap a photo, keep working. It's out of the way. It's light and takes nice photos.
Oh, so you like that camera?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still kind of come see, come saw on that one.
All right.
Yeah. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Yeah, it's always surprising the photos you get out of that camera, but we've said that enough. Yeah. We don't need to say it again, yeah.
No, it is. It absolutely is. I think I have a couple this week. Yeah, I threw a couple this week. And did I shoot anything interesting? I had to go shoot a bunch more photos for that physio guy. I remember I told you last week I went and shot, and I wasn't happy about it, and he's a little more organized this time. We actually shot some specific stuff, so that was good. Most of my shots were in focus. I was having a little bit of a crisis of conscience about that camera last week when my challenge photo was out of focus a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh no, is my camera broken again? But probably user error or something like that, because focus was all good for these shots. So. Not that it was an interesting shoot. It was just interesting that I got to have some stuff in focus.
Right.
And then, so what did I shoot? Oh, here we go. There's a shot of my daughter on her birthday looking at her book. So okay. really it's just, I don't know. I needed to show a photo that I actually took my X100 out. This is the X100, that we talked about.
Wait, is that a permanent party hat she's got on? Like a party hat that you just use year after year?
It's a crown, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a tradition thing here. Somebody made it for, all the kids have them for their birthday crown or something.
Wow. So when she's like 26, she's going to be donning that thing.
Yeah.
It's for life. Yeah.
I don't know how that works. As you can see, there's the birthday train in front of her. There's a lot of traditions that I just sort of go along with.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not in charge of that, but yeah. Anyway, just to illustrate how much I love this camera, most of the photos in the book you're looking at, she's looking at, are probably taken with the X100. So we went really meta this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Photo challenge this month, this week, is our monthly challenge, and that is Snapshot. So let's dive in and have a look at what the listeners sent us.
Okay.
So this is in no particular order, just how I happened to grab it. Now, I get the impression that I'm missing one. I seem to remember very early on somebody tagging me and saying, hey, this is a great, great topic. I've already shot mine. But I can't go back and find it because I'm thinking that I was tagged, not tagged, but mentioned in a comment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me, Adam? Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about. I barely know what I'm talking about.
No idea, yeah. I'm just saying
yes. Point
is,
I can't, this is what I say is when telling people the best to, in the actual photo, to use the hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers, and tag us at Two Hosers in the actual photo. Don't mention us in the comment. For some reason, Instagram doesn't let me go back and find that. I don't know why.
Okay, a lot of questions.
Well, I'm just saying that I think there's one more, and if I'm leaving you out, it's not on purpose. I promise you, I'm looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it doesn't let me. I'm gonna check and see if I can find it while you tell some interesting stories.
Mm-hmm. Are we just gonna go to the first photo?
We will go to the first photo.
While you look, I mean.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm looking on the screen that I'm using. No, I'm not seeing it. That's what I'm telling you, is I'm not seeing it. So,
okay.
Whoever out there, I forget who it was. It's actually a regular listener, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, now I feel terrible because you're not going to be included because I can't find it.
Mm-hmm. Or know your name, so that's good.
Yeah. I don't know what you do all day. Do you just sit in the computer and wait for stuff to pop up?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So no particular order. Like I said, please do those moves I told you. And that lets me find all the photos when it comes time to do the show. First up is Mark's Berry. This is snapshot time. Oliver looking happy after catching a carp. Taking the worst light as it was about 2 p.m. Not a cloud in the sky. Okay. ISO 100. Yep. That's a good one. 1/60th of a second. Probably could have gone higher. F8 with fill flash. You ever eat carp?
I haven't for a long time, but I have eaten it.
You've eaten it? I thought there's too many bones to eat carp.
Yeah, you can still eat it, but it is not. Yeah, it was a thing. We in Ontario, we used to eat carp.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've never eaten carp. I've caught carp before, but we just throw them back.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we ate it, yeah.
Okay. Not the point of the story,
okay.
The photo.
Good. I like the photo, though, because when I first looked at it, I wouldn't have thought flash at all. I thought, you know, it's pretty balanced, like the flash for this photo. It just looks like an overcast day, which, you know, when he said flash, then I can see, okay, yeah, I can see it now if I really look for it, but
it's well hidden.
Well done. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, this is way better than it should be. Like you're shooting out at 2 p.m. with not a cloud in the sky. That is awful, especially this time of year, and you get the water in the background. I mean, this is not ideal. And to make it look this good in this situation, very well done. Mm-hmm. Now the only thing is what would happen? I mean, at 1/60th of a second, that can't be right. If it's not a cloud in the sky, F8 1/60th, does that sound right to you?
No.
Something seems off. Like, yeah. Normally you'd have to get to, you know, with not a cloud in the sky, would be, you're looking at like an F16 probably at 1/200th of a second.
Yeah, for that slow of a shutter speed, yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
I think he's got a mistake in the numbers.
Something. Yeah, but you wouldn't have gone over 1/250th.
Nope, because of the flash. Yeah,
I'm intrigued. I gotta know now. I gotta know how this all shook out then.
Yeah,
unless there's an ND filter on it.
Oh yeah, that's possible. Sure,
not mentioned in the metadata there. All right, next up is JC Russo. A selfie snapshot of my son and me during a 2-mile hike in the pouring rain. Kids held up better than I thought they would during this. And the one hashtag I just noticed, the two hosers hate selfies, but I submitted it anyway.
Sweet.
I don't know that have we ever said do we hate selfies?
I think it was just like the ones of ourselves, like just that you would just, hey, look where I am. I hate those.
Yeah.
With your kid, makes it totally acceptable.
Yeah, I want to clarify that. I'm not anti-selfie. I am anti-selfie, you know, what you just described, like, oh, I just did 6 push-ups at the gym. Hashtag me. Like that part I could do without.
Sure.
Unless you're super hot, then whatever.
Then it's fine, but, yeah.
Yeah. And or if it's like you're taking the selfie down at Stanley Park and you're like, hey, here's I am, and there's the guy from the 2 Hosers making out with Charlie Sheen in the background.
Right.
Then go ahead. You gotta do that.
Yeah.
However, what I do hate is people who pack a selfie stick. It's the selfie stick that I hate the most.
Which is kind of, for the most part, I think, gone away, right? I can't remember the last selfie stick I've seen.
I spread a rumor that it causes COVID.
That's probably what took care of it, yeah.
Is it too soon to make a joke like that? Probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was mostly a joke about a selfie stick. It wasn't
But yeah. I know that. But the cancelers, they don't know that.
That's true, yeah.
The good thing is I don't have anything for them to cancel.
Right.
That's the good news, you know? If you're homeless, they can't come take your house away, right?
Right, yeah.
This is getting controversial. You're making it weird this week, Adam.
Yeah, those are all statements by Alan Attridge.
Yeah, good times. All right, so is this like an iPhone, or what are we shot this with?
I would think so. Yeah, I think so.
It looks good. This sort of rubs me though, and not this photo. Everybody, when I see a lot of the photos I'm seeing on like of my friends and stuff on Instagram, they're way too good.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
With the iPhone, I was like, come on,
everybody. Yeah, I agree. There's some of them. I mean, again, especially with the, you know, the magic it's creating with the, you know, out of focus background, like some are just terrific, and I'm in awe of them.
Yeah. I don't like people who take those out of focus photos on their iPhone but cannot even describe what it is. Like I've had people explain that to me, like, oh, I want to have like, you know, like on the background. I'm like, okay, you don't have to say creamy bokeh. Okay. I don't care about that part, but you should have learn shallow depth of field. Okay. Just say that. That's all you got. Even if you go, hey, I want the background to fall out of focus. Boom. I'm with you. You don't have to know all the terminology.
Portrait mode. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Right. So anyways, no, this looks really good. I think this is, but what really makes this, besides obviously the smiling faces is, and the kids in the background, evidently kids, it looks like it's probably his daughter and his wife, but is a great choice of lighting here. Like this is like that rainy in the woods. Looks like a little bit of backlit. I'm okay with the blown out sky in the top right. The nice little hair light. It all comes together really well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up is Mike Roskop from Denmark.
Yeah, I like this one too.
He says hello to us and the fellow photographers / listeners.
Awesome.
I think a snapshot should convey happiness and ease of life. We're currently at the beach in Denmark. After all the craziness, it's been liberating to have some nearly normal days. I've not been to the beach in Denmark, but I did read Hamlet in... not Hamlet. Sam Macbeth. I blew the joke. Melancholy Dane. You know it, right?
No.
Out damn spot?
No.
What? No, kidding. It's Hamlet. Macbeth of Scotland, I think.
I don't know.
Cut this part out. Do you know read Shakespeare? Come on.
I've read it, but like in grade 9, I'm an old man now.
Yeah. I didn't actually read it back then either. I hated it.
Oh, I did read it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. 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 No, and it is Hamlet. It's the Denmark. Anyways, no one cares about that. literally nobody. I like this one. I love this. I love the stripes. The stripes make it every like the with the towel flies behind.
And, yeah, it looks like a cape, and the colors kind of really mesh nicely with the background. Got a nice sky, some nice clouds. Like, yeah, this is really a nice snapshot.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say I believe this is my favorite one from this month.
Smiling kids are good.
They are good. They're good. Definitely having a good time. Well done. Ah, next up, your fan favorite, Frank Pang, 97.
Nice. I didn't realize this was Frank Pang until you said that. I was just looking at the photo and I was thinking, I really like it. And then now
like
that
the
you
hashtag,
say...
I like the hashtag Lonsdale Court. That was my favorite part.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that even means. I don't know what Lonsdale Court is.
Neither do I.
It's an invented place. Good okay. for you, Frank.
Yeah.
I did not know that they're doing this. This is like, I'm assuming he meant Lonsdale Key, but
that's what it is. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So this is a thing. This have I seen these in Vancouver? Like people doing the locks? Is it a big thing?
I first I've seen it, so I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, it's a ginormodome thing over here.
Oh, okay.
Like I think it probably started in Paris a number of years ago, and then spread, and so. Like the bridge here in Tubingen, there's locks everywhere. I want to be in that business of the guy who sells locks with engravings on it.
Okay. Yeah, I no clue. This is the first time aware of it now.
Okay. Well, you tell me what you're seeing here.
I like it. I like the black and white. I like the symmetry of the photo. I like just the angle that the photo is taken from. So yeah, this is really cool. Mm-hmm. Good work.
I like how, you know, like when just like you know how when like it's focus, but then like the background,
mm-hmm.
is that a focus?
Portrait mode.
Oh, there you go. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. Yeah, great choice of depth of field here. You don't need to see what's in behind there. I have it blown out. Black and white, great choice. Really like the way whether it's a choice or you got lucky, who knows. Definitely take credit, though, the way the light hits the top of the, like, obviously hits the top, that's what the sun is, but the way the light kind of hits from behind on the fence.
Mm-hmm. And the lock. I mean, the light on the lock is terrific, yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if Irina and Siavash know that they're being featured on the show.
They do now. This is global. I don't know.
It's my anniversary, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Unless that was the day they broke up.
Could be. That's what I would
Why would you spend money on a lock the day you broke up?
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Tony Farrell, 64, Sheffield Park. Just called it summer.
Cool.
Okay. This reminds me, this is not Sheffield Park, not in Vancouver, but this reminds me, this could be a park in Vancouver. Because I'm just saying that because you guys have grass and trees.
You're right.
Yeah. And a sleeping guy who's missing both flip-flops, but one is visible.
Yeah. It's
Where's the other one, Adam?
I could be anywhere.
You think he's laying on it?
Maybe it's a pillow. Yeah.
We'll get to the bottom of this one, too. I don't know.
It's definitely an interesting choice of perspective.
Yeah. Does this guy know he's getting his snapshot snapped?
Tough to know. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm okay with this one.
Yeah, it's
snapshot.
Fun. Yeah.
Next up, Earl of Grad. Had some black and white film. Yes! Film. Left in the camera and want to get the roll processed. That's I kind of miss those days, you know, where you're like, you got a roll of 24 in there, you bust off 18, and you're like, all right, I'll just take six of nothing because I got to get this done. Like, I want to go process this. Like, that's not happening. You don't
see
do
it.
That.
Yeah, you need to see it.
It'd be funny. I think they tried to do that with a digital camera, like for real. Like, basically say, you know, you couldn't take it out or couldn't. You had to fill all 36 images or something, but it's not the same, you know. It's pretty cool. I do miss that kind of thing. This doesn't happen anymore. So here was Ilford 400. Pulled it. Yes, you did. Pull shot, that's the lower contrast. at 200 ISO. So you shot film, Adam?
No, you have barely. Yeah, that was like a million years ago, and I don't even remember.
Right.
I don't remember what I shot. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, kids were out frog hunting. Silly Waylon just had to wear the net. Evelyn had a good chuckle at her brother's antics. Great. Hey, you nailed it. Absolutely great, great timing. Kids don't seem aware that they're in the photo. The film looks great. And pulling it looks is actually a good choice, too. Get that low contrast. And the one little detail I really like that's extra is the little bit of movement on the net, on the end of the net.
Right.
Looks like a little bit of motion blur saying that what's going on here, so.
Yeah, I like it. Looks good.
Definitely a good snapshot. Okay. Now, David 120 Williams, I think he was inspired by Adam on this one.
Why?
Just phoning it in. This is your move. You might want to sue for copyright infringement.
Yeah. You know what? My favorite kind of butternut snap cookie are nuts.
Are they really?
I've never heard of a butternut snap cookie, but they are now.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, man. That was the guy, dude who used to play for the Oilers. That's what he's doing now.
Yeah, that's right. Jason Arnott.
Moving tons of units.
Yeah, now he's got a butternut snap cookie business.
I do have to admit that the first time I saw this, when he first posted it, I didn't understand it. But now I understand. The second time, I was like, oh, he's doing a shot of a snap. So there's a joke here. There is some effort. I when I say phoning it in, he actually did make some effort.
Yeah, I didn't clue in either, but there you go.
Yeah. So it's that's an Australian sense of humor. That's why there was a Crocodile Dundee 2.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. Next up, what do we got? DMAC. DMAC 14609 in New York. Evening rainbow over Sodus Bay.
Yeah, I'm definitely have a soft spot in my heart for rainbows, so I love this. This is my winner. I haven't even seen all the photos. It's got to be this.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it. Love rainbows. I love it.
Fun fact is that the BC Lions games, Adam used to wear the rainbow wig. You were a rainbow guy.
I was.
Weren't you?
I don't think so.
No. Do you even know who Rainbow Guy is?
No, is that a guy?
I think so. There's a Rainbow Wig guy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Actually, I think the BC Lions was crazy. I'm going to say it's Crazy Joe. There was a Crazy Joe. That was his name. He'd go and beat a drum at the Lions games.
Oh, I thought you were just misremembering that. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Anyways. All right.
Cool,
no,
cool shot. Like, yeah. Yes. Well, and it's just the way it's the rainbow kind of, you know, wraps around the boats and it's reflected in the water and yeah, just mm-hmm. the placement, the composition where the boats sit and the horizon line, it's all good things. So great, great snapshot.
Next is Kenneth Skalevic. This is not a test. Feeding the ducks with the big brother, duck feeding, summer vibes. This is Norway.
This makes me feel like a Soyuz.
Yeah, okay.
Just with the sort of hilly background and the water and dock, like this, that's what it feels like to me. It almost, this photo, here's my one criticism of this photo. It looks too good.
I love the colors. That's the thing. It is punched up. He's absolutely nailed it. I'm assuming, who knows now? Like I said, like the technology is so good now, you can't tell, but I'm assuming he has taken a little bit of the save on this one.
Okay.
Doesn't look like to be noon. I mean, the shadows do look like they're falling across, like down by the kid's feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not the harshest of light, but really well balanced. So I'm assuming that the highlights were brought back a little bit in post. Not crazy amount. Like this looks really, really well done. Love the colors. I love the big punchy blue sky.
Yeah, looks terrific, and they really stand out. It's also awesome that they're both wearing bike helmets to feed the ducks because those ducks can be really rowdy.
That makes sense. I thought they were duck helmets. That's a good point.
I'd put a helmet.
The rules in Norway are different.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course, at least they're not wearing visors, like, you know, so. All right, that was a Don Cherry-inspired European hockey player joke.
Okay, it didn't.
Which isn't good because all players wear visors now anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, hey Molly, let's diggity dog photos. This is a Sunday evening walk, and they encountered Molly in a backpack.
Mm.
She looks pretty happy, although I don't speak dog, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She's bathed in golden light. Yes, she was. All I have is my phone camera. Here you go. See, this shouldn't be a phone camera.
Yeah, it's too good.
But you couldn't really take a bad shot with this light and these colors. So, yeah, too good for that. Great. Obviously great. There's a lot going on here that's good. I mean, the nice golden light, the expression on Molly's face, the colors surrounding her are good with the dark background. So, and if it's diggity dog photos, if it was a picture of a cat, I'd be confused.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right. Roger Dahlman took a walk with her oldest grandson. He was skipping rocks in the creek, so I asked him to skip some towards me. Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That is dangerous. Made for a nice snapshot. It did. And it's finally something recent. Okay, wait a second. Here we go. This is one there. He said, you picked the right challenge for this month. I was just out shooting some snapshots. So this is the one I was talking about. I accidentally did find it. I didn't know I had.
Nice.
Yeah. So keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I like it.
It says, hey, hosers in. Okay. Yeah, I do like it. I like it as well. Kid's lefty too, looks like.
Yeah, and this looks dangerous. Like, he looks like, I mean, maybe it's really cropped, but he looks like he's right in the middle of the action, the photographer. Yeah. So this is, you get props for, you know, entering another level of danger as someone skips rocks towards you.
Definitely. Well, yeah, it also gives a great perspective. Like you said, the action happening right in front. We got enough movement on the water droplets, appropriate shutter speed so that, you know, it somewhat freezes some of the, it keeps him sharp, but then some of the action is blurred. If this were to be like 1/4,000th of a second, those would all just be crystal, like just drops of water instead of moving. And so that really adds to what's going on here. So well done.
Great. Yeah, looks good.
All right. Last up is Bob Bernal Jr., who, again, if you follow his feed, which you should, you see an awful lot. He's posting a lot of what's been going on in Los Angeles with the protests and what is called the unrest, I suppose. I don't know what else to call it, because I'm not there. But a lot to do with the protesting, the Black Lives Matter, obviously, hashtag Black Lives Matter. But he's posting a lot of what's going on down there, and this is definitely a snapshot.
Right.
Look at the look on the. I'm assuming that's a girl. That's a woman. Bottom left, second one in.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Look at the look on her face, just kind of looking over like, what's up?
I really like this shot. It's good. I like the composition. I just like the way the people are lined up. I like, you know, the gate, the Staples Center background, the palm trees, just everything going on here is cool. And it would have been really easy to shoot this from a more level perspective and lose a lot of what's cool in this photo. So shooting low, and like, this isn't something that we do very often, like tend to, you know, kind of get eye level with people rather shooting from low. But it adds something here for sure.
Also definitely points for, it looks like he's right in the front row.
Okay.
This
isn't
shooting back with the 200 mil lens. This is, you're right up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless there's some trickery going on, but I don't think so. I don't see anybody in front of him. So. In between his camera and the police. I'm assuming those are police. National Guard, says right in the tags.
Right.
My only thing that really takes away from this photo is the fact that if you look through his feed, there's a lot of good photos. So this isn't the only one. So maybe I shouldn't look through it next week. I'll just look at the one that he's presenting.
Okay.
Not that any of them are better. It's just that there's a lot of good ones. Definitely check it out. I do like looking at his perspective of what's going on down there. All right. Well, that leads us to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a couple that I had in mind earlier in the month. I posted another one a couple weeks ago as a weekly challenge from the same session. There's a shot of my son throwing his airplane that he loves.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was in consideration. I kind of like this one. I like what's going on here. Like there's my bike in the background. We rode our bikes to the park, and I just thrown it. And the one thing I really like about the shot is, surprisingly, the way the bushes go out of focus on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Because they are, it's like basically different stages of bushes, right? Like that's way further in the background.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I don't like, what is there anything you don't like about this shot?
No, I like it.
I don't like the bokeh too much.
No.
I'm not in love with it. It's a little crunchy for me.
Okay.
Do you not notice it now?
Seems fine to me.
Okay, compare it with the next shot. My next other one, the sample two of my son doing the goofy face.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the bokeh on that.
Yeah. But you're also much closer to your subject.
Different camera as well.
Oh, is it? I assumed you're comparing the same camera.
No. No, no. The airplane is the Mark III with the 200mm lens, 70-200. And the other one is the Fuji X100.
Okay.
So I'm starting to get like a little more subtle, even more subtle things that I'm loving about that camera that I hadn't really considered. The fact that he's wearing the same shirt too. Look at that. Mm. I just love the image looks, I don't know, more pleasing, even though it's a goofy face.
Good so, time of anyway, day that, though. Nice light. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, the other one, the airplane one, was later in the evening. Sun wasn't down, but it was lower in the sky.
Okay.
And so I think maybe it might have been like 6 o'clock when the sun would be setting at 9. So not the best, not the worst. But those weren't my choices. My choice for a snapshot came a few days ago. I went meta on this one. There's a lot mm-hmm. going on in this photo.
Picture of this, a picture.
A snapshot of a snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized on my daughter's birthday, we had a big birthday party for some family. And I thought, wow, you know, I want to get a picture of me and my daughter, of course. Haven't used the Polaroid in a long time, probably since like Christmas. And so got that out, handed it off to my wife, had her do an actual snapshot with the Polaroid, and turned it into a picture I really loved. And so I shot it for this. So a snapshot of a snapshot.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I like it. Just your weird dirty hands in the bottom. That's
my only... part of the show, man. That's part of it.
Oh, okay.
I was busy painting.
That's the only part to me as an onlooker of this photo. It just takes away a little bit from what's otherwise a really good snapshot. I just wish your fingers didn't have, you know, paint all over them and weren't dirty. You look dirty.
I do. But that paint is from something I'm making for her kid's birthday party, which has been delayed a week because of whatever, but I'm making something for her. So that ties in, that's on the birthday, and that's the paint from that. So
That's deep. Yeah.
It's meta on top of meta on top of meta.
What did you shoot the photo of? Like not the Polaroid, but the photo of the Polaroid.
With what camera?
Yeah.
X100.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Like I said, that's just going to be my go-to camera.
Nice. No, it looks good. I like it.
And it was a really great moment. I love it. I love the fact, I mean, because you have that Polaroid, you're like, yeah, you know, yeah, it's going to be like $3 for this photo. And you pretty much have one shot at it. You're not going to bust off like 6 photos.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of hope to get a good expression and that. And so I really, you know, for me, very nice, poignant moment with my daughter.
Sure.
All right. So is this your Canada Day?
Yeah, this was Canada Day in the rain out on, motivated to actually go have a beer on a patio in Steveston. So we did this. Mm-hmm. That you can see there's not a lot of people out and around. This is kind of midday. I want to say maybe like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
And so there's just, yeah, not too many people to be seen. Not a lot of cars on the street parking. But we had a beer on a patio, and you know, you could see all the Canada. I was set on getting a Canada Day related photo for this. So, I took this with my wife's phone too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. I had my X100 out, but I left the house in a hurry and did not actually, plan in advance to charge the battery, and I pulled it out and I'm like, oh, battery's dead. So then I said, all right, this is the photo. Wife handed me her phone, and then I took this with her, you know, whatever it is, an iPhone 10 or X or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah. So I like it that, you know, like when you take that phone out, you know, it does like the face recognition, makes sure all three people, like it does like, you know, that quick make sure the faces are in focus, and then it's just, yeah, hit the shoot button, and that's it. It truly is. There wasn't edited. I just basically cropped a little bit more of the, you know, stuff in the background I was trying to get rid of, just a slight crop, but that's all it is here. So iPhone.
Very simple. Yeah. Get an iPhone.
Yeah. Forget this podcast.
Yeah. Don't even worry about learning it. Save all your time. Do that. All right. Thanks to everybody for submitting. We appreciate it very much. I look forward to reviewing your photos next month. Next month, the challenge will be, unless you disagree, Adam, summer.
I hope it shows up here.
Oh no, has it really been that bad?
Yeah, we haven't really had summer, but maybe it's coming.
Okay. Well, hopefully by the end of July, you'll have a summer day.
Sure.
Or it's going to be your rainy summer. That's your summer. It's rainy summer.
Okay.
Embrace it. Okay?
Yeah.
When life hands you lemons, Adam, you smush them up and then throw them in the face of the guy who gave them to you.
Okay.
That's just how that saying goes. Challenge for next week. Again, unless you have something better, I'm going to suggest we do morning.
Okay, morning.
Yeah, you don't want to shoot photos in the morning. That's why I'm throwing this right into your court.
Okay.
Is it morning? We're doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that you're too lazy to think of another one.
Yeah, morning.
Good. You're going to be mourning the loss of your summer. That's what it's going to be a photo of.
Yeah.
All right. Websites. Where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca, and still people keep doing it. Join me on the LinkedIn. So
you're a LinkedIn superstar.
Send me a message. Well, more and more photographers. Like I mean, I just started this like, you know, 2 weeks ago. So I think.
Wait, is your LinkedIn? Is this your like for photography? You're doing LinkedIn, or is it?
No, I'm just making a network. To me, it's like it doesn't really matter. It's just I just you know, connecting with people and building a network, and I'm just interested. I don't have to follow all the social media stuff through this. So this is another way just to kind of connect to people.
So LinkedIn is like Facebook without the arguing.
Yeah. And it's more for kind of, I think, work related type stuff. So, you know, photography isn't a principal source of work, but I am still on a pretty regular basis doing photography related work. But then a lot of it is, you know, related to physiotherapy practices. So connecting with people about that kind of work. So, and then, you know, probably in the not too distant future, I'll be using it for the strength and conditioning stuff as well. So just a way again to build a network of people to get a hold of if you need to.
Check them out.
There.
You can find my stuff at alnatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that is it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.